looks like we'll have a little over 200 cars this year, and they're actually come from all over the country, as far away as California and Florida, as well as Canada, and we even have a car coming from Munich, Germany.
Are there certain themes in this year's concours?
Well, this year our featured theme is Porsche from road to racing, so we will have six different classes of Porsche automobiles, ranging from the early 356 models up to the current current cars, and we have over 50 Porsches in the show this year. We also will have two special displays. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of Aston Martin and the 60th anniversary of the Corvette.
And so you're going to have, I assume, some vintage models of those marks on hand as well.
Absolutely. One of the most exciting cars at the show this year will be the James Bond Aston Martin from the Goldfinger and Thunderball movies. This is the actual car that was driven by Sean Connery in the movies.
And about how much do they want for that one? I'd love to have that car.
None of our cars are for sale at the show.
Darn.
But I think the owner paid a pretty penny for that one.
But those aren't the only brands of automobiles that will be there. What other kinds of
makes
of cars?
Well, we have 13 other classes in the show, ranging from brass era antique cars. I think the oldest car we have this year is a 1903 Cadillac. We've got muscle cars, sports cars, race cars, and even what a class we call future classics. There are the most recent up-to-date exotic cars, such as McLaren and Ferrari and Tesla.
And on what do the judges base their choices?
Well, we base it not only on condition and correctness of restoration, but we also put a lot of emphasis on style and design and historical significance, which is different than a lot of the shows. And we even have a trophy for the Preservation Award, which is an unrestored car that's still in totally original condition. And we have a number of those cars. Some will be, you know, really in very fine shape, while others have what they call patina. You know, the paint may be a bit worn and chipped, but it's a 100% original car, which is rare to find these days.
How many people do you expect to attend this year's event?
Our attendance usually is around 6,000 on day of show Sunday.
And I understand that you're encouraging people to park pretty far away because there just isn't enough space up there.
Well, the parking is very limited within Alt Park, so we've set up an arrangement to park down at the old Swallen site on Red Bank Road, and we have shuttle buses running from the remote parking up to the park, so that's really the easiest way to do it.
The Concours d'Elegance at Cincinnati's Alt Park takes place this coming Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., rain or shine. All proceeds will go to the Arthritis Association, with special emphasis on juvenile arthritis. I'm Steve Hirschberg.